I would like to call to order the January 21st, 2021 Stormwater Utility Commission meeting. I'd like to thank everyone for taking the time to join us this evening via Zoom. This meeting is taking place online to comply with the ongoing social distance requirements and ensure the community's ability to participate. Irina, can I have a roll call, please, of the commissioners?
Yes. Commissioner Brown, here. Commissioner Mattson,
here.
Commissioner Parker,
here.
Commissioner Stinnett,
here.
Chair Kupari,
here.
Let the record show we have a quorum.
All right, as is custom now, I'm going to read my little preamble here, so bear with me for a few minutes for you newbies. As my welcome remarks, I would like to thank you all again for taking the time to join us. Clearly, tonight's meeting is going to be a bit different than our regular in-person meetings. We still maintain the regular order of business, so the meeting format will remain unchanged. In order to participate, one must be logged in or linked into Zoom directly by computer or telephone. The link can be found on the town's website under Meetings and Agendas, Stormwater Utility. Click on the agenda link. The Zoom link is in the header. For those of you who are unfamiliar with the Zoom software, I'd like to provide a quick overview on how to participate. Everyone's microphone except for the chair and the individual that has the floor will be muted throughout the entire meeting to ensure as smooth and efficient meeting as possible. Only select staff can turn on your microphone at the appropriate time. And if you'd like to ask a question or provide comments, I will do my best to let everyone know when it is appropriate to raise your hand for a particular agenda item. If you wish to address the commission on any agenda item or during the call to the audience, please raise your hand. Only when I announce it is appropriate to do so. There are two ways to do this. For those participating on any platform other than by phone, find and select the participants icon by scrolling your cursor over the bottom of the screen. This will open a dialog box that lists all participants in the meeting. Scroll down until you find your name and select your name. Once your name is selected, a second box will pop up where you have the option to raise your hand. If you are participating via phone, press star 9 to raise your hand. Please wait to raise your hand until the appropriate agenda item has been announced and after I announce the opportunity to do so. Otherwise, we will not be able to discern which topic that you wish to address in relation to the agenda. Our aim is to proceed in a timely and efficient manner. Once your hand is raised, staff will be alerted of your request to speak. This applies to the audience, staff, and members of the Stormwater Utility Commission. Please raise your hand if you have a question or comment after I announce the appropriate time to do so. At the appropriate time, I will call on those with their hands raised to provide questions or comments. I will then announce your name and staff will unmute your access so you can speak. Please make sure that you are not also muted on your personal device. Please review the meeting agenda so you know the item on which you would like to speak. Please do not raise your hand until we have made it to that item on the agenda. As with all Stormwater Utility Commission meetings, please clearly state your name and whether or not you are an Oro Valley resident. Also, speakers are limited to no more than 3 minutes. A timer will be used as with in-person meetings, and we ask that you please respect the 3-minute time limit. All that being said, the next item I would like to move on to is the call to the audience. At this time, any member of the public is allowed to address the commission on any issue not listed on today's agenda. Pursuant to the Arizona Open Meeting Law, individual commission members may ask town staff to review the matter, ask that the matter be placed on a future agenda item, or respond to criticism made by speaker. However, the commission may not discuss or take legal action on matters raised during call to audience. Irina, have you received any information of anyone who would like to speak during call to the audience right now?
Chair Kufari, we have not received any requests for speakers during call to audience, although I will inform you that when we get to agenda number 5, we do have 2 blue cards who wish to speak at that time.
Excellent. Thank you, Irina. The next item on the agenda is council liaison comments. And I'd like to now turn it over to our new council member liaison, Mr. Harry Green. for any council liaison comments that he may have.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just had an excellent meeting with two of the staff earlier in the week to try to get me up to speed, and I'm looking forward to joining you. So thank you.
Thank you. And on behalf of the commission, we really do appreciate all of our council members taking the time to come to these meetings and be interested in what we actually do here. So it'll be a pleasure working with you this next year. The next item is the director's report. This is informational only, and I turn it over to you, Mr. Spiker.
Thank you, Chair Kafari, commissioners. As Chair Kafari noted, we do have a few new members this go around, and we'll get to some welcoming remarks here as we enter the agenda. As far as a director's report, a couple of things to note. The building here at 680 on Calle Concordia is currently undergoing restroom and roof repairs. So we do apologize should you hear any banging or loud noises, but we are certainly looking forward to a new restroom. So that is exciting news. Secondly, again, welcome to 2021. Currently it's sunny outside, but just a minute ago, I do swear it was raining. And speaking of rainfall, the year 2020 was the driest on record. Here at our building, we've got a rain gauge hosted by Pima County. We registered 4.25 inches of rain for the entire year. On average, we're somewhere between 10 and 12 inches. So that's a significant drop in average rainfall. So we're hoping 2021 is a better year from a rainfall perspective, because we could sure use it. But it certainly made our jobs much more easier here at the Stormwater Utility. But again, something we're looking forward to. So cross your fingers and do your rain dance for us this year. Lastly, I want to update you guys. The Stormwater Utility sent in a FEMA BRIC grant proposal that is building resilient infrastructure and communities. This is our second application. We were unsuccessful last year, so we've put in the same application for this year. This is for the Highlands Wash Mitigation Project at Lambert, and it's just east of La Cañada there at the Mobile Home Park. So as we get more information from FEMA, we'll come back and provide an agenda item for an update on that. But that's what we've currently got going on here at the Stormwater Utility. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Spiker. I'd like to move on to the first agenda item, the review and approval of the November 19th, 2020 meeting minutes. Commissioners, you were all provided copies of the minutes. Do you have any additions or corrections that need to be made?
No.
No. Hearing no... no amendments to that. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
I second.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? All right. Minutes are approved. Moving on to agenda item number 2, welcome and introduction for new Stormwater Utility Commission members. And I turn it over to you, Mr. Spiker.
Chair Kafari, commissioners, thank you again. As we stated at the outset here, we've got two new commissioners this particular year, Gary Mattson and Dave Parker. In addition to that, we've got a new council liaison, Harry, and he goes by Mo, but officially we call him Harry Green here, and he introduced himself just a minute ago. So a sincere thanks to all three of you guys for lending your time to our commission here and helping guide us toward a better and brighter future. For those of you that don't know, and this doesn't exactly pertain to Mr. Parker, as he was part of the Stormwater Utility and has also served on the commission, but for those of you that might not quite know, the Stormwater Utility Commission is an advisory board to the town council on matters pertaining to stormwater and floodplain management. The Utility Commission reviews and plays an important role in studying staff reports and activities performed by the utility here. Those activities and reports are used annually to review projected stormwater expenditures and to recommend to the town council adjustments to the stormwater fee. Thankfully, we haven't had to do much of that recently, but if there is a need to adjust it, we use those reports and the recommendations from the commissioners to approach the town council to make those changes. The town of Oro Valley manages stormwater quality in accordance with the Arizona Pollutant Discharge Elimination System. We've shortened that up. We call it AZPDES. So that authorizes discharges of stormwater from the municipal separate storm sewer system. I'm going to slide in another acronym. MS4 is what that stands for. Municipal Separate Storm Sewer System. And that goes to receiving waters, whether that be the state, the federal, the county. We're under an obligation to ensure that it is clean water being received to those waters and there's no adverse impacts. In order to help meet those regulatory obligations, the town adopted its first stormwater ordinance in 2001. It's been subsequently amended in 07 and 2010. That is town code 1524. It's our stormwater code. What that allowed us to do was to create the Stormwater Commission. That was in 2001. Subsequently, a fee was introduced and the utility got created around 2006. Stormwater utilities responsible for meeting all quality and quantity regulations and issues, including the town's stormwater management plan, the floodplain and erosion hazard management plan. Some typical activities that we do here. We implement all the MS4. We implement the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality. The EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency's requirements. That includes illicit discharge detection and elimination. The stormwater pollution prevention plan reviews, field inspections, public education, and outreach. We also perform storm sewer system inspections, maintenance, and repairs, technical support for other divisions within the town. We perform hydrologic and hydraulic studies and designs, floodplain permit reviews, development reviews, coordination with other local jurisdictions, including the Pima County Regional Flood Control District. They're a huge partner of ours. We prepare and revise town ordinances and manuals. That's a real fun topic. And stormwater utility administration, including equivalent residential units, i.e. our billing. And Urena is quite involved with that, as well as Scott Bennett, our GIS analyst. So those are just a few of the items that we do on a regular basis here. As far as the commission's role, you guys are an advisory role or advisory commission to the town council. The commission meets to give guidance and support to the stormwater utility as it relates to stormwater and floodplain management. And the intent is for the stormwater utility to implement programs and practices to meet the requirements of the EPA and ADEQ permits. So for more detail on any of that stuff, please visit our webpage and look up Town Code Chapter 1524, that's our stormwater management, as well as Chapter 17, the floodplain management. And again, those are located on our webpage there. So if you have any more questions, feel free to reach out to us, but that's a quick synopsis of what you guys are getting into and a brief snapshot of what we actually do on a day-to-day basis. And should any commissioners have any questions at this time, I'm more than happy to take those.
This is Chair Kafari. I would like to welcome Gary and David. It was a pleasure meeting you guys when we were able to meet in person the one time. I look forward again to working with you all on this commission, getting to know you guys. You both come from two different backgrounds, so you're going to come at it with two different perspectives, which we really appreciate on this commission. So thank you again. Are there any comments?
Chairman?
Yes, Joan.
Chair Kafari, yes, I'd just like to welcome back David Parker, at least. It's so good to have you back on this commission. Such a vast sort of wealth of knowledge. And it's good to see you again.
Thanks, Joan. It's great to be back.
Good.
All right, at this time, I would like to move on to agenda item number 3, discussion of meetings and events. Mr. Spiker, back over to you.
Thank you, Chair Kafari and commissioners. Not too much to highlight on the meetings and events this go around. As I mentioned off the front end under the director's report, we submitted the FEMA grants application on January 15th. That was last Friday. So we expect to hear back sometime in February-ish, whether we've elevated out of the state rankings. If we're successful at that level, it moves on to FEMA Region 9, which is essentially the West Coast, to get ranked again before moving on to Washington, D.C. for funding allocations. So similar to last year, a similar time frame, we expect to hear May or June if we're successful navigating out of Region 9. And that's where we ended up last year. We made it out of the state, but did not pass through the Region 9 level. So we're crossing our fingers and have put a terrific application again together this year. But if we're successful, we'll make sure to bring that back and update you guys. That's about all I have on the meetings and events.
All right. Any questions from the commissioners?
You right. Submitted it last year. Pardon me. You submitted it last year. What was your pointage? Usually there's in the region, there's a point spread. What you're for grants.
Yeah. Commissioner Matson.
As a former old federal grants administrator, I'm just asking.
And Mr. Bennett, please correct me if I'm wrong. I believe we had a cost-benefit ratio of about 1.7. We were ranked, I believe, number 9 in the state. We did not get a listing of the rankings out of the FEMA Region 9.
Okay.
There was some missing information, apparently, that they were desiring from the application. So we've addressed those comments and we're hopeful that we're elevating up the ranking.
Elevating up the ratio. Okay. Yep. Thank you.
All right. Moving on to agenda item number 4, discussion of 2020-2021 Town of Oro Valley MS4 compliance schedule second quarter report. Mr. Spiker, back over to you.
Thank you, Chair Kafari and commissioners. I'm going to turn this over to Scott Bennett, our GIS analyst here, and he's going to walk us through this quarterly report. Scott, go ahead.
Thank you, John. Hello to those of you new to the commission. My name is Scott Bennett. As John said, I am the GIS analyst, and I handle a lot of the day-to-day implementation and of this schedule. And part of the national pollutant discharge elimination system are mandated by the federal government of the Clean Water Act. There are 6 minimum control measures that are part of that every MS4 has to address. And those 6 range from public participation and public education and outreach, elimination of illicit discharges, addressing construction sites, stormwater runoff, making sure that they are doing everything they can to keep sediment from leaving the site, trash, things like that. We also have to address post-construction, making sure that everything is stabilized once the site has been completed. And we also have to address good housekeeping with regard to municipal operations. And so this report addresses what we've done through the second quarter. And we have a lot.
Scott, I don't mean to interrupt you. Can you zoom in on that checklist for us?
Sure, sure.
Thanks.
Is that better?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sure.
A little bit more if you could.
Number 6 is a little cut off.
There you go. that'll work.
Okay. So as I was saying, we've addressed some of these things through the second quarter. A lot of them are ongoing and continuous. Some of them happen once each fiscal year. Through the second quarter, we've addressed looked at creating and updating an informational brochure, BMP 1.1, with associated with Minimum Control Measure 1, public outreach and education. And that sort of dovetails with not only Minimum Control Measure 2, public involvement, but also illicit discharge detection and elimination. So we created a brochure, we educated the public, and we updated the website as well. So we're creating an educated public. We're giving them a way to report, for instance, an illicit discharge. Through our updated website, we created a button on the stormwater management page that takes you right to the report a spill page. And that has a lot of information on what a spill is. It has a video showing examples of illicit discharges, and it gives the public a way to report them. We also addressed Minimum Control Measure 6, pollution prevention and good housekeeping for municipal operations, and through training our employees. We did that on October 30th of this year, or this past year, I should say. That training involved not only training on municipal operations and good housekeeping, but training the employees on illicit discharge detection and elimination.
Scott, do you want to scroll up to see 5 and 6 for us, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay, better. So as I was saying, we've stayed largely on track through the second quarter. We've addressed creating our informational brochures. We've updated the website. We've trained our employees in illicit discharge detection and elimination, and we've also trained them in municipal good housekeeping and pollution prevention. And we've got a lot of ongoing and continuous operation, and we have a couple of ones that we need to address in the next two quarters. Does anybody have any questions about this implementation schedule?
I always like to commend you, Scott, and staff on, I mean, this is a snapshot of a day in the life of what you guys do. So it's always nice to see everything filled in and everything crack as we go through these reports.
Chairman, can I ask a question?
Yes, please.
Scott, just curious, I know that at one time there was being developed the GIS map that highlighted all of the outfalls in town and different washes and everything. I suspect that's been very well developed. Is that available to the public or to the commissioners to look at if we'd like to just take a peek?
Well, it depends on your definition of an outfall. And
true.
That we have the 5 outfalls that we are monitoring both in dry weather and particularly in wet weather. But it's I guess my question to you, Mr. Parker, is what is your definition of an outfall? Do you mean the outlets of all the storm drain pipes, or do you mean a true outfall as defined by the state?
Nope, I meant all of the outlets where the outfalls where the water is leaving public and heading into, you know, the washes, the CDO, etc. And
yes, and I have a map like that. It's got both public and private outfalls on it, and we don't have that available, but we can make it available.
Yeah, I think that the short answer is, Mr. Commissioner Parker, this is John Spiker again. We do have many of the assets mapped into our GIS database, as well as our asset management system, Cartograph, Not all the information is made available to the public, but as Scott said, we can certainly make some maps available to you guys.
Okay, and then again, it's just just so that I could get smart on the town system again, because it's been a while. So it'd be nice just to, for an overview, just so that I could see, you know, changes that occurred, because I'm sure there have been quite a few since I've been involved.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And I think I would point you first to the floodplain map application Scott has put together to take a peek at that. But certainly the assets and infrastructure layers, we can try to create something visual for you guys as well.
Well, that's cool. So now and I'm sorry, one last question.
No, go ahead.
I don't mean to extend the meeting. I'm sorry. I'm getting my stormwater blood flowing again. I know that the county has moved from map guide to this new GIS map. I'm assuming, is there some interlinking, Scott, between what you all were doing and what they are doing? I mean, because if that's the case, I could just go to the Pima County map and take a look at it that way.
There is no link between Pima maps and our MS4 assets.
Okay, perfect.
Right now.
But we are using a lot of the county's database, Commissioner Parker, as the backbone for some of our work. Obviously, the county recorder's office is quite involved in our data sets. Some of the floodplains that are emanating outside of town boundaries but flow through the town, we're grabbing those from the county. And we're constantly collaborating, particularly with Chair Kafari's group, the Flood Control District. Bighorn Fire is a nice example of shared data and shared resources to come up with a solution that best fits all parties involved. There's certainly a lot of sharing of data, but we don't exactly host their data up.
John, commissioners, I would suggest that if we want to continue to talk about data, and I would love to share this with you guys, is maybe at the next meeting, we suggest an item where Scott comes back and shares our data sets and our cartograph program and how we use it to manage our systems, because I think David would be shocked to see where we are today versus where we were last time. I'm very proud of the work they've done, the assets and how they use it to manage the system. But since that's another topic.
Future agenda items, which I believe is
a future agenda item.
Thank you, Miss Ramsey. That would be wonderful. And I feel bad. I feel like I'm delaying the meeting already. Thanks, Scott.
All right. Thank you very much, Scott. Are there any other comments from the commissioners?
Chairman?
Yes.
I have a question for staff. Last year was so unusual. Can you just refresh my memory as to when the BMP 6.1 is generally scheduled for? Is it third quarter or end of the year?
In the fourth quarter.
Fourth?
So we do it in May, generally, every year.
Okay, thank you.
All right. I would like to move on to agenda item number 5, presentation and possible discussion of slope erosion mitigation project completed by Catalina Shadows HOA. Mr. Spiker, please proceed to staff presentation.
Thank you again, Chair Kafari and commissioners. I believe the MS4 discussion dovetails quite well into this particular topic. In 2018, the Catalina Shadows HOA approached the town of Oro Valley, as well as the Pima County Regional Flood Control District, in regard to slope erosion occurring in their neighborhood. Initial investigations revealed this to be a private property issue, but the town and county wanted to remain engaged with the HOA to help provide guidance on their mitigation project and to ensure there was no adverse impacts to the county's Big Wash Preserve or adjacent facilities. Pima County Wastewater Reclamation has a sewer line in the area. So the town and county assisted the HOA in making sure they were approaching the proper people. Scott, can we go to slide number 1? Perfect. Catalina Shadows is a 30-plus-year-old subdivision at the east end of Palisades overlooking Big Wash, for those of you that don't know where that is. The majority of the subdivision drains into Big Wash. Significant slope erosion, as you're seeing here in the photograph, was identified in 2018 by a site observation report completed by the HOA, their consultant, Bogardus Engineering Company, behind the address there, 1794 Moon Shroud. The HOA commissioned a geotechnical engineer, Jim Evanoff, with Ground Support Engineering in 2019 to perform a soil evaluation and develop mitigation strategies. They shared those with the town and the county to solicit opinions from us as to the reality of that particular set of solutions. Scott, next slide. The plans were completed in 2020 and identified removal and recompaction of the slope with additional BMPs, best management practices, to maintain slope stability. That seemed to be the most efficient means for mitigation. In addition, Pima County was engaged as the primary property owners to Big Wash Preserve, as I just mentioned, in addition to having the sanitary sewer line at the bottom of the slope, right about where that bulldozer is. Let's go to the next slide, Scott. Construction was awarded to Rock Ridge Construction by the HOA in the summer of last year, 2020, with work beginning in August. 2,275 tons of dirt had to be imported. And here you can kind of see some lifts of dirt that are being recompacted up against the slope. Next slide, please. Again, here you can see an excavator compacting. They've basically taken the bucket off and have put a sheep's wheel roller on here to compact the dirt as they bring it up in lifts, and essentially are just placing it up against the failed slope, creating a new earthen slope to provide protection to that particular home. I'm going to say that erosion crept within feet of this person's wall. So there was imminent failure of losing this particular property wall, hence the quick action here. Next slide, please. Again, you can see the excavator working the slope here, compacting with the bucket this time to try to smooth the slope out, make sure there was some cohesion between the new dirt and the existing dirt. Next slide, please. And here you can see they're just about done building up the existing slope. Off to the left of the photo, you can see a grouted riprap drainage channel. That's where the water was supposed to go. But over the period of 30 years and the lack of maintenance on this particular slope, it found its own way down the hill and caused that initial erosion we saw at the outset. Next slide, please. So here's a final product. Here you can see some of the BMPs. They place straw wattles up and down the slope with additional irrigation behind that to help grow in the hydro seed, which was placed on the slope. That was done to try to achieve stability in that ground in the hopes of preventing minor rutting and erosion from occurring. The total cost borne by the HOA for the site investigations, plans, specs, was about $150,000. This came straight out of the pockets of the HOA. That's a huge lift for them. And although the town and county weren't exactly able to help them out, I want to recognize this particular endeavor as a success, not just for the HOA, but as a part of our outreach here that we do on a daily basis. Again, I mentioned we couldn't develop the plans for them or give them money to help build it, but certainly we offered guidance and opinions to the procedures that they undertook. So I really want to recognize Dick Hahn for his efforts in making those phone calls and alerting both the town and the county to the situation. and really give them thanks for remedying a situation that had potential pitfalls here to this particular property owner. I know there's other failed slopes in the Catalina Shadows area. None of them creep up quite as close as this one did to anybody's structures. But I know they're monitoring and will continue to monitor over time, not just this area, but the entire slope face as it empties out into Big Wash. So again, huge kudos to the HOA, and thank you so much for reaching out to us and letting us be a small part of your project. And that is it for my portion of the report.
Mr. Spiker, I do have a question. When you were with the county, were you, I can't remember, were you one of the initial investigators to go inspect that?
I was indeed. I had lived up in the area at the time, and my previous experiences, I've mountain biked through Big Wash. Oh, 20 years or so I've been riding this area. So I'm quite familiar with this particular slope. I believe that's why I was tagged to respond to this while I was at the county.
Yeah, so that's that leads into, you're obviously, you know the area very well, so, and you're going to be riding in that area, presumably, you know, for years to come, so you could also help monitor that, as well as the HOA, you know, seeing it from your engineering eye compared to a homeowner.
And that's, again, I want to give kudos to our staff as well. And although we did not see this particular issue, we are out and about looking for these types of things and alerting responsible parties to address them through, again, some of the work Scott had just shown you guys through our quarterly report. Investigations, inspections, outreach, communication, we're able to try to understand these issues a bit more and offer guidance or do the work ourselves should we deem the town responsible.
All right. Are there any questions or comments from the commission?
Since it's been a dry air season, okay, how well has the hydro seed done well? I mean, or is it all dead, or is it, did they ask the homeowner to water it every once in a while?
Thank you, Commissioner Mattson, for that question. Scott, can you bring up, I believe it's the hydro seed slide. Yeah, there you go.
So I was just wondering.
Commissioner Mattson, the HOA was proactive in addressing your particular issue here. It was a very dry 2020. Hydro seed doesn't grow in the best of conditions, let alone a really dry year. So the HOA devised a solution, and I believe this was at Mr. Hahn's direction. They put irrigation onto that slope to ensure that the hydro seed took. So they were very proactive in understanding the climate we're in and the need to get this slope to stabilize. So as you can see, it was sprigging up, has taken quite well. I haven't been out there recently, but I'm quite confident it's doing well because of the actions of the HOA. So yes, they are watering that thing.
Thank you. I mean, when I was in Ohio, we could throw seed out and it would grow no matter what with 25 inches of rain per year.
Yes, we struggle with hydro seed here in the desert. People have come up with all kinds of techniques for it, but it's challenging with the lack of rain.
Are there any other questions or comments from the commissioners? All right. I know that we do have some audience members who would like to speak. And before I get to you guys, I do want to reiterate that pursuant to Arizona open meeting law, individual commission members may ask town staff to review the matter, ask that the matter be placed on a future agenda, or respond to criticism made by a speaker. However, the commission may not discuss or take legal action on a matter raised at this time. I think we have one or two of you guys on who would like to speak.
Chair Kufari, if I may.
Yes, please.
May I present? We received two blue cards today. The first was from Devin Sloan, president of the Catalina Shadows HOA. So he would be your first speaker.
All right. I would like to call on Devin now. I see that you are on. Please unmute yourself, Devin.
Okay, it's actually Devin Sloan, a she.
Right. D, my apologies.
So I'm not one of you guys. First of all, good afternoon, commissioners, and hi, Mo and Jack.
Hi, Devin.
And Dick. First of all, thank you so much for the recognition of this. We'd really like to thank the gentleman who's going to be your next participant, and that's Dick Hahn, one of our neighbors, for taking on this project over several years. He, along with some of our neighbors who also joined the committee, met with town, county, Rock Ridge, Borderlands, I mean, everybody who was a part of this. And Dick will be very modest when he speaks, I know, but it was him that put this together and made all the questions and got all the answers that we needed. We have affectionately named what you saw there today, Hahn Hill. Mm-hmm. And you're right, Mr. Spiker, it was a huge lift. So please, when you're driving around the wash, keep an eye on our properties for us, will you? I do not purport to know anything about any of this kind of construction. I just happen to be the HOA president that was in office when all this work was being done. So I just appreciate all of your help. And I should tell you, we did have a common area management committee meeting this morning, and we talked about the hill. And yes, we are going to be doing more hydroseeding in there, probably some more wattles, and putting in some plants to kind of stabilize the ground more. So we're keeping an eye on it too, but we'd appreciate your help as you're tooling around, Mr. Spiker. Today is National Hugging Day, and I would like to hug everybody that was involved in this because you all deserve that. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Madam President. At this time, I would like to turn it over to our other speaker, Dick Hahn. Dick, I do see that you are on. Please unmute yourself, and you have 3 minutes.
I guess you introduced me properly as the greater fool. You know, I thought I had retired from this HOA, but anyhow, I want to just point out two things. One, some very specific people on the staff who helped in this project. Mike Totem, who's no longer with you there, and John Lynch. The two of them really inspected the site. They gave us the resources and helped us make the contacts. And in the case of John Lynch, he set up meetings for us. He facilitated in some areas with other members of the staff in Oro Valley. So we can't thank you enough. John Spiker, we actually met because of Mike Totem, and that John came out and looked at the place while he was working at flood control. And so I was very pleased to see him as returning as a stormwater utility manager. The final local people have to thank is Clint Elder from Borderlands, who gave us free dirt. The project would still be waiting for money if we didn't get that free dirt from Borderlands. So we appreciate that. But what I really want everybody to understand is that we've had almost a 20-year relationship with stormwater. And Dave Parker will appreciate this very much in that stormwater didn't exist in 2002 and 2003. But there was a guy by the name of Jim Hosley, who was an operations manager, who sat down with myself and a fellow by the name of Doug McKee, and Doug and another man in our community thought we better have a reserve fund of $1 million. Now, nobody on a board wants to hear that kind of information. What Jim said was, you need to get a hydrologist to come out and take a look at your area. And that's how Tracy Bogardis became involved with us all the way back in 2003. And with Tracy, that ended up being Tony's Construction to do a project in 2003. Well, Tony's Construction is called Rock Ridge. And we did another project in 2010 with Rock Ridge, smaller projects, but, you know, trying to stay ahead.
Out there.
This one, I can only say about this project, I wish Pima County would have never authorized a lot to be built. I'll leave it at that. But the real person I want to recognize is somebody who's no longer with us. Doug McKee, who was a longtime volunteer at the town of Oro Valley, passed away in 2006. He is the person that was the drainage manager for Catalina Shadows. And my only regret, he's not here today to thank you personally for this recognition. And we appreciate what you're doing very, very much. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments, Dick. Seeing no other members of the audience on the phone, are there any final questions or comments for Mr. Spiker from the commission? All right, hearing none, we will move on to agenda item number 6, nomination and election of Stormwater Utility Commission Chair. I'm currently serving in that role, have been for a year now, and I am willing to continue on in that capacity if you all will have me, but if there was someone else who is feeling a desire and an urge to become chair of this wonderful commission, I'm open to that as well. So I leave it up to you guys. I, regardless, will not be taking a vote on this item unless someone else is recognized as a chair.
Chair Kufari, we would need a motion to nominate.
I so move to nominate Joe Kufari.
I second it.
I'm sorry, who was the second, please?
Gary Mattson.
You may continue, Chair.
Thank you, Irina. Just want to make sure you had that in your record.
Can we do a vote?
All those. Okay. Yes, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Irina, please let the record show that I have abstained from voting. And I do want to thank you all, commissioners, and look forward to another year. I promise it'll be my final year. I will pass over the reins next go around. Moving on to agenda item number 7. Nomination and election of Stormwater Utility Commission Vice Chair. Currently, that is Joan Brown, who has served very well in this role. If she's willing to remain on, I will support that. But I leave it open to discussion from the rest of the commissioners, and especially Mrs. Brown herself.
This is Commissioner Stennett. I strongly support Joan continuing as vice chair.
Thanks, Jack. Joan, were you going to say something?
I certainly was. I would like to nominate Jack for vice chair for the next year.
Joan, I would prefer not to serve. I served as chair on PRAB for at least 2 years, and I enjoy just being a member.
Yeah, I feel that.
We have two new people, and Mr. Parker has served on the commission before, and is familiar.
Yes. So I move to nominate David Parker as vice chairman.
Second.
Discussion. Joan, I am just starting. If if neither you or Jack are wanting to, I mean, if it's like in the past, the only thing I do is step in if Joe is not available, correct?
Yes, it's that's correct. Just that right. Simple.
Well, if I'm new, I mean, I don't mind doing it because I've done it before, but I don't want to only if you all are not wanting to for whatever reason.
Well, David, I would just say that I've done this for 2 years now, and I'm certainly, you know, willing to hand it off, but it is at, you know, it's just like backup, you know, it's the simplest thing. I've not had to do much of anything. So, but be available. And, you know, when I came on, I don't recall, I don't think you were vice chair or chairman when I first started. And so I wasn't sure if you've done it before.
I have. I've vice chaired and chaired it in the past. But so, I mean, I am perfectly fine with stepping in, but I just don't want to be stepping on anybody over anybody, because I know that it's pretty much, unless Joe is not there, there's not a whole lot to it.
And it's set it and forget it. And Joe's pretty much always been there. And
all right.
So, if you don't feel like I'm foisting it on you, I would like
that's fine. That's perfectly fine. I'm fine. My style probably doesn't work anymore. I don't know if Miss Ramsey's listening, but she knows it the way way back when we did it slightly different. So a little bit more footloose than we are today, but that's fine. Whatever the commission decides, I'm happy and comfortable with.
So where are we? Do I need to renominate or?
I think you might need to rescind your motion and make a new one.
Chair Kufari, we have a nomination on the floor for Dave Parker as vice chair, presented by Joan Brown. We do need to have a second to that nomination.
I second that nomination.
All right. Hearing a motion on the floor, all those in favor, aye.
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 All those opposed? Welcome and to the club, Mr. Parker.
As you did, I abstained from that vote. Please note.
Please note, Urina. And really, I do have to say, all of Urina does all the work. I just read what she gives me. So don't be scared.
It was the same in the past. Back then it was Carmen Ryan, who I assume is still with the town somewhere.
Yes, she is.
All right, moving on to agenda item number 8, discussion and possible action regarding the cancellation of the February 18th, 2021 Stormwater Utility Commission regular session meeting. And that's all I got. Regular session meeting. So for those of you who are new here, usually we had been meeting once per month, and then we changed that to twice per month in order to kind of give, or excuse me, once every 2 months, to give staff time to put together these meetings and to actually do their actual real world work. And so that's why we kind of review these monthly meetings on a monthly basis when we have the meetings. So I always open it up to staff that, do you have anything that you would like to present to us that is time sensitive or pertinent in the February meeting?
Chair Kufari, this is John Spiker.
Mr. Spiker.
We do not have anything pressing at the moment that would necessitate a February 18th meeting.
Okay, then I would, does the commission have any questions on that?
The only question
I
have
like to
is...
make a motion that, yeah, go ahead.
The only question I have is, if we were approaching the new business about the outflows, if that would be new business, then we should put that in the March, on the March calendar.
Yes, yeah,
correct.
We'll...
So that we have enough, so that the staff would have enough time to gather that information for members of the commission.
Yes.
I certainly would like to know where the location of some of these are?
Yes, Commissioner Mattson, we can certainly put that on, and I believe, Urena, that is a future, an upcoming, not an agenda item per se, but part of the agenda will be future agenda items coming up shortly.
Okay, thank you.
You are correct, Mr. Spiker.
All right, then I would like to make a motion to cancel the February 18th, 2021 Stormwater Utility Commission.
Second.
Could you all please those in favor? Who is the second?
Joan.
Who seconded the motion, please?
Joan did.
Joan Brown? Okay, sorry, continue, Chair Kufari.
Thank you, Urena. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? All right, moving on to the next agenda item is future agenda items. And yes, I agree. I would like a presentation on the outfalls. Kind of whatever you guys put together would be great. Very interested in that. Would Mr. Spiker, would there be any indication of the Highlands wash design improvements?
Possibly. If we get word back from the state DEMA office that we've moved out, we can certainly put that on as a potential agenda item for March. Yes.
That sounds good. And then I would also say, depending on how this week goes with rain and snow, maybe there will be an update on the Bighorn burn scar and how that would affect the town of Oro Valley. So possible Bighorn fire update.
Noted. Thank you, Chair Kufari.
Chairman,
are there any other items that the commissioner would like to hear?
So I'm wondering if it's too soon to talk about the potential field trip orientation catch-all. Time marches on, and so just wondering, maybe we should start maybe in March, maybe address that.
Noted, Commissioner Brown. Thank you very much. We will put that on the list.
That's all I have.
All right. Yeah, that's all I have.
For those new commissioners and Liaison Green, typically we do offer up a field trip once a year to take commissioners out and about. That is a public meeting, so we do have to offer it up to the public as well. But we take you guys around in some of our transit vehicles, visiting a few of the spots, problem areas, recently completed projects, worthwhile areas that we manage. So that gives you a bit of an idea of what that field trip entails. And I believe it's about a half a day worth of a trip. So we do try to book a decent amount of time to take you guys around town here.
Would it be more conducive, more for you all not to do the presentation, you know, highlighting the outfalls and the maps and that, then, and just wait until when the field trip is and when we come to meet at Calle Concordia, or and you could take us inside and show us that before the trip began? I mean, that would be easier.
Commissioner Parker, we will ascertain the reality of doing that. COVID okay. restrictions
that's
are
right.
still cloudy.
That's right. I forgot. Sorry about that.
But we can certainly discuss that more once it becomes a real agenda item. But I feel that we will most likely create an agenda item specifically for the assets and infrastructure display. Scott will have some pretty good graphics to show. So I believe we can host that over Zoom regardless of the field trip.
We're talking on Zoom and we forget about COVID. How can that be?
It's 2021, Commissioner.
That's
Parker.
Right. That's right.
Hope springs eternal.
That's right.
All right. And then, of course, we leave it up to staff to determine any other future agenda items that you guys would like to present to us. All right. At this time, moving on to adjournment, can I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I move that we adjourn the meeting.
I second it.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? All right. So moved. We are adjourned.
See everybody in March.
All right. See y'all.
See you in March.
Bye. Thank you, everybody.
Bye. Bye.